Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world at kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from my morning show, Tyler Russell, on KX93.5. Now we're in studio with a great band that's going to perform live for us. Crystal Twin is here. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
You guys have been awake for hours, so I know your energy level will be through the roof.
Yes.
You drove early from LA, so thank you for your timely arrival.
Well, no problem.
Emma, Ryan, and Ryan are in studio, and we'll talk about this band and the shows they have coming up and the EP they released. But what I find really interesting about you is, Emma, you're from Sweden.
Yes.
And you've got two seemingly American gentlemen in your band. So how did that happen?
We just kind of found each other in LA. I was actually in a band with Ryan before called Nerviosa. And from that, we kind of didn't work together for a while, and we wrote a song for a movie, and that's how we kind of became Crystal Twin.
What movie was that?
Oh, we were working on Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2.
Wait, really?
Yeah, our song didn't make the cut, but it was real life, you know,
and which is
the first song that we put together, and it was just cool. It's cool how that works out, because a potential opportunity brought us together, and we're like, oh my gosh, this song is awesome. We should make a band out of this.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah.
Placements these days seem to be the biggest thing for bands. In today's world of consumption, it seems like placements in movies and TV are some of the biggest things that break people.
Yeah. Luckily, we just placed one of our new songs that we haven't released yet in a Cadillac commercial.
Awesome.
So hopefully that'll be coming out really soon. So we're very excited about that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So we cannot see you in Hot Tub Time Machine 2, unfortunately.
That song, the film that came out a while back. I don't think it did very well.
That's too bad. I actually heard it was funny. I just haven't seen it.
I've seen it. It is funny, but I guess it was a lot of hardcore humor in there.
You're not boycotting it since you didn't make the cut?
Okay, all right. It's good. It brought us together.
Thank you.
So you came together. You released an EP a couple months ago. And, you know, having been in different projects and written songs together, did you guys have an idea of what you wanted Crystal Twin to sound like going into it?
No, not really. I had a couple ideas what I wanted to do for this song, and the process of Real Life, which was the first song we wrote together, was so easy. I wanted to have an electronic element with alternative rock and a pop element, and we wrote the song very fast. It was very effortlessly easy.
Yeah, for me, I'd say like Emma, and well, all three of us come from really rock-ish backgrounds and fused with a little electronic elements. And so this time I really wanted to make it heavy on electronic and sort of slide the rock in there subtly. Because some stuff for me right now is like too electronic. There's a million synths.
There's so much.
Which is great. I love it. But I love hearing a real guitar every once in a while and a real harmony with two different voices and a real drum set, which Ryan's like an incredible drummer. So we try and get him in there as much as we can with the electronic drums. But just all the electronic frequencies are so incredible right now, what we have capable. And so that's what's fun, is to, you know, make rock but have these full width of frequencies available.
I'm hearing that more and more right now, that people are kind of done being inundated by electronic. I mean, not that it's not important to music, but it's everywhere, like you said.
Right.
Do you think we're going to see a trend start to change as those attitudes are becoming more and more apparent?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so, I guess. I mean, I think everything's cyclical, you know? It's like we had the bands the past couple of years that threw it so far back that they're playing suitcases and acoustic guitars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Mumford & Sons type bands and stuff. But I think it'll be, you know, I think rock has sort of been, on the back burner a little bit. And so I'd love to see how it fuses. I think everything fuses together. I mean, we're playing acoustic today, so we love acoustic as well. Like, we're not doing electronic today.
I like the humanness of that, just like real instruments, and I think that people can relate to it more. You know, it's great with electronic, but you have to have that element of really playing too.
Especially and to when you're playing live.
And make mistakes too.
And it's cool that you guys can do that. A lot of electronic focused bands that we have say, no, sorry, we can't do stripped down. They just can't do it.
Right.
So for you to play acoustic means you're translatable, which is awesome. So Crystal Twin's in studio on KX93.5, and we will hear them play an acoustic song here in a second. Let's talk about where people can find you and get your music and all of that if they do become introduced to you today. Where is that EP and such?
So we have a we have it for free download on Bandcamp.
Cool.
So just look up Crystal Twin, and we come right up on the top with Google. We also have a SoundCloud account if you guys do that as well. All seven songs are on there. I don't think we have the download enabled on SoundCloud. So go to Bandcamp, Crystal Twin.
Or and, iTunes. We have our EP on iTunes as well if you want to purchase it and support the band.
Yeah,
we really would love that.
Also, iTunes, Spotify.
iTunes and Spotify.
Sure. Yeah. We're all about people paying for music, but it's smart of you, of course, to put it out for free, knowing that people can get it in any way that they want.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And then when's the show that's coming up?
It's September 1st. We're playing at Club Lubavitch in LA, Hollywood.
And, Bar Lubavitch.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I can't say it right.
She's Swedish, right?
Yeah, I know, right? I can make mistakes like
of
that,
course,
I guess.
Of course, yeah, Bar Lubavitch in Hollywood. We're playing September 1st, and I think it's on the earlier side of the night, around 8.
It starts around 8 o'clock.
Yeah, around 8 o'clock. So we would love to see our LA fans and our OC fans, if they can drive up, would be awesome. September 1st.
Cool. Well, if you don't mind, why don't you guys play a song for us, and we'll chat a little more. What are you going to do first?
We're going to do Steelheart.
Great, Steelheart. From Crystal Twin, live in studio on KX93.5.
There's a steel heart in me. Why you open, open air? Open, open air. Open, open air. But there's a steel heart in a way. I'll wear my steel heart on my sleeve. It's okay. I'll run you over, over at your place of mine. The sun is out.
Crystal Twin live in studio on KX93.5. Emma, Ryan, and Ryan toning down their performance, which still has such a huge upbeat sound acoustically. You guys got a real talent with this girl, man. Nice job. Nice find.
She's my favorite singer.
Great voice.
Really, really awesome. Did you intend to move from Sweden? Is that something you always wanted to do and come be a musician? I mean, how did that work out in your life?
I think I decided at age 6 that I was going to come over here and just kind of perform and do music. I kind of in my head. Oh, you didn't know that. I had this like dream. I used to be a huge Michael Jackson fan. I still am. And I just like, oh, I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna sing in his band. Oh, like fantasy. And then
he likes blonde guitar players. He always had a blonde guitar player.
Ryan, I hate to tell you, he actually died.
I know, right? I know. Oh, he liked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aye. But I always had this dream, and I came here as an exchange student, and I ended up just getting married at a very young age, divorcing at a young age, and then just writing a lot of music.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of emotion there that leads to, you know, kind of the musician you are today.
Yeah.
Cool. So, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Crystal Twin in studio again. You can see them on September 1st. What's the name of the bar again?
Bar Lubitsch.
Bar Lubitsch in Hollywood, right? Yeah.
Don't ask me what it's called.
I asked Ryan just to make sure.
Don't ask me what
Maybe
it's called.
Lubavitch. I don't know.
I wanted to be that name. I like to make up different names for things.
Okay, so all these songs are on your EP, which you can find online. And then will some of them translate to the full length that's coming out too?
Yeah, we're still figuring that out. We have about 7 new ones that we're working on, and there was 7 on this, so we could maybe package them together and make 14, but you know, the record is ever evolving now, you know. So many groups are putting out 3 or 4 song EPs, some groups are just putting out a song at a time. So
we're
still trying to figure out the best way to package it, honestly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you want to play another one for us?
Let's do it.
All right, what's this one?
This one's going to be called This Feeling. This is a fantastic song that actually Emma wrote on acoustic, and we made it more electronic, sort of trip-hoppy, spaghetti western sounding. But now we're back to...
So this is its pure version.
We're back to the acoustic version.
Cool. Yeah. Crystal Twin live on KX93.5.
Make
Beautiful.
Crystal Twin on KX93.5. We are live in studio right now doing a stripped-down acoustic performance with the band that's out of Los Angeles by way of their lead singer from Sweden, Emma, Ryan, and Ryan in studio with us. Emma, do you want to share what that's about? or the abbreviated
version?
No,
I can share. It was about a... I feel like it still translates to what I'm going through right now, to kind of be in love with somebody who might not be the best for you, but at the same time, they are the best for you, and you're trying to find a way to make it work, like a relationship. It could be with a family member. It could be with a loved one or where you work. But for me, personally, it was about somebody that I really got attached to and then really thought that was it, and then it was all stripped and taken away and kind of to I knew it was bad from the start, but that's the only thing that I wanted and still wanted, you know, at that time. So
are you guys now writing together, and how are you finding what to write about, what's inspiring you?
Yeah, I think initially we sort of had song ideas that we brought to each other and sort of let the sometimes it would be, well, Emma wrote a couple of the first songs, you know, mostly herself, and then I would contribute on production. But now we're really sort of learning how to really split the duties up and come up with, you know, one idea, come up with the other idea. But then, so which is fun, but that takes a while. Whereas a song like This Feeling, I know, you know, you hear a lot of artists say it sort of, I wrote it in like 15 minutes, but I believe that's what happened with Emma. And so yeah, we want those moments of divine inspiration as well, you know, write the song quickly. But the past couple songs we've been working on have been very collaborative, and it's been great. I think we work very well with each other. We're sort of finish each other's musical sentences.
Cool.
And also Ryan Knights has he's an awesome drummer, but he also he comes up with riffs, and we build songs around his like drum riffs and stuff.
Yeah, one of the songs on our record, Simple Love, I just told Ryan to start playing some drum beats, and I recorded them, and that inspired the song really quick for me. I just heard this drum beat, and then the song came out really quick for me, and then so it's fun. All three of us contribute a lot,
yeah,
and that's what's great.
Ryan, do you feel diminished in an acoustic setting with a tambourine and a shaker and a bongo?
No, you know, I just got to find my place. just like anything, but not quite as fun. I don't got as much to do back here.
Sure, yeah. I just want to make sure you're okay.
You know, I'm doing all right.
You're having fun?
I'm having a good time.
Okay, good.
It was funny. Yesterday, Ryan and I both called each other and we're like, I wish I had a cajon. It was like the first day we were both like, I wish I had a cajon. And then we got here and we saw one sitting
you're
in the...
You're not even using
he's
it.
He's sitting on one. We already practiced it this way. Yeah. We're just going to keep
just
it this way.
Yeah, do it the way we practiced.
We'll take a picture after on the cajon.
There we go.
Yeah. Wait, just to show that it was here.
I take my shaker playing very seriously.
I know you do. Well, let's do one more song from Crystal Twin, again, live in studio on KX93.5. The last one also from the EP?
Yes, Real Life.
Okay.
Which is the first song we wrote.
Great. And this is the one that almost got on Hot Tub Time Machine,
yeah,
too? Right. Okay, cool. So whenever you guys are ready on KX93.5.
Checking for lies. taking you by the throat.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
So good, you guys. I mean, it's a pleasure to watch you this close up. So I can't imagine what it must be at one of your live shows, which, again, hope people go to on September 1st at Bar Lubitsch. Is that right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be a broken down set like this, actually.
Oh,
it's
it will
be. Acoustic, yeah, intimate cool. show. So we're still planning our next big electric show.
Yeah, I love you like this. I think cool. it's really cool and stripped down and raw.
I think that's what was important to us. It's sort of a cliche, but, you know, can you play the song on an acoustic guitar?
Like, yeah.
That's always kind of the rule
yeah.
sort for us.
And
yeah.
You know the song is
great.
Good, yeah.
Well, Emma, Ryan, and Ryan of Crystal Twin, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Have a safe drive back. Maybe enjoy the beach for a little bit today.
Hopefully,
go
yeah,
stand up maybe. Paddling.
Yeah.
I think we might put our toes in the sand.
Have a fish taco. Yeah.
Fish taco.
And then go home.
I don't eat fish, but veggie taco. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Vegetarian.
Emma doesn't eat fish. Excuse me. All right, guys. Thank you so much,
thank
Crystal
you
Twin
so
on
much.
KX 93.5.
Thank you.